I'm just sitting on your front porch, wondering how could I be so far from my home. And my mind is somewhere else, but when I find it, I'll patch up where it's been alone.
Sing along if you know it.
Now I'm just floating on the breeze, and I feel I'm falling like these leaves. I must be cornerstone. Oh, but when I reach that ground, I'll share this peace of mind I found. I can feel it in my bones, but it's gonna take
how long?
A little time
to do what?
For me to set that parking brake
and
let myself unwind. Shine that light on me. I'll sit and tell you my story. Shine on me. And I will.
Welcome into the Woods Podcast. I am your host, Ryan Woods. Welcome. How are you? How's your weekend? Oh, I haven't talked to you in a week. What's going on? Oh, Ryan, you sound like you're in a better mood than last week. Yeah, because Dana's not home. But I'm also bored out of my fucking mind, man. I almost went to bed at a normal time last night. Can you believe that? It was like 10:30, and I'm like, well, I might as well go to bed. There ain't nobody here to piss off. Because here, I'll be the first to admit that I might be annoying, okay? I'll be the first to admit that I can be annoying. And let's be honest, I probably have, who's kidding new? I probably have a learning disability. So if you live with me, those are the risks you take. And Dana not being home, I'm bored. There's no one here to bother. What am I to do? And so I've just been talking to myself and just been making shit up as I go. Just kind of messing around. But every man out there knows what I'm about to say is so true. If you live with a woman, whether it be your mother, whether it be your wife, whether it be your girlfriend, whether it just be a friend that you guys just can't commit to a title, you get way more shit done when she's out of the house. Laundry, chores. Laundry could be a chore. House projects such as painting, yard work. If she's not there, they're 100 times easier. I don't know why. Hell, even a sister. If they're not home, it's just more relaxing. So, Dana's dad actually asked me, he was like, What are you planning on doing when you become a bachelor for 4 days? And I go, pal, I don't really go out, so I'm probably just gonna sit at home and drink zero sugar sodas and smoke cigars without being nagged about it.
Is that your second one?
Which one, the cigar or the zero sugar soda?
Is that your second one of both?
What does it matter? Why do you care, lady? Huh? Just because you don't enjoy anything? You fucking nagging ass fucking. I'm joking. But yeah, that's what I've been up to, man. I've really just been sitting here smoking cigars. Got a cigar shipment in from the post office. I bought some cigars. Cigarsdaily.com. Shout out to Tim Swanson. Hell of a guy on YouTube. Go ahead and check him out. I mean, his cigar reviews are awesome. His whole YouTube page is awesome. If you want to get into smoking cigars, go to CigarsDaily.com and you will want to smoke more cigars. My mouth almost is dripping saliva. And it's usually agape when I'm watching his videos. Like just how, just, I don't know. You know what I mean? You real ones know. If you know, you know, type of thing. And so I had an order coming from him from another website, actually. I did get an order from Cigars Daily, but had another order coming in because I got my humidor all dialed in with the humidity. Little desktop piano lacquer humidor glass top. It ain't nothing to me. Got it free on Amazon. How? Amazon reward points, because I'd be spending money like nobody's business. And so I had this order coming, and then I'm like checking the tracking number because I'm a psycho and I love checking tracking numbers. God, if I could talk, this podcast would be funny. And I was just kept checking in on it, like where is it at? Like, how close is it? Blah, 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 all this nonsense. And then, you know, I'm sorry, my computer just doesn't work. I swear Apple is like, hey, man, you got to buy a new one of these. I know you've made your computer last 5 years, but that's over. Like, it's just getting ready to explode. It gets to 1,000 degrees. Do I have a dusty room or something? Like, do I have to lay it on its side so it can breathe? And then I can't see my shit? Is that my move? Does it not breathe well? Updates are available. Do you want to install them tonight? Will it make this stop? I'm going to go crazy. And I'm not going to take the back off because that might void some kind of warranty I didn't buy. Remember when I didn't buy AppleCare and Dana was all over my ass about it. Oh, you should buy AppleCare. You know, you never know. You never... What do I not know? That I'm going to leave it in my fucking room? Because I spent $1,800 or whatever the fuck this thing cost? Bought it in cash. Guy was like, will you be financing today? Buddy, look at me. Look at me. You think I'm going to be financing? Fucking Best Buy employee. Get fucking real. God damn it. You polo wearing son of a bitch. All right, what the hell was I talking about? Oh, I was mad at the Postal Service. I was mad at the Postal Service because I kept checking for my cigars. And these bastards were like, there was an animal interference. An animal interference at my house. And that's why they couldn't make the attempt. There was an attempt made, but there was an animal interference. And I'm like, who? What? How? Neither of my direct neighbors have animals. I have no animals. Why? Because I'm a smart person. If you're in your 20s, and you have a dog and or cat and you thought that was a good idea, if you're in your early 20s and you're like, you know what? I really need this dog or cat. The financial burden that an animal is, you are not prepared for. You are not prepared for it. Animals are expensive. Vet trips are expensive. And then you are so in love with that thing, you're going to pay for everything. I'll worry about it later. Anywho, I know it's unpopular, but get over yourselves. The whole point is, I don't have an animal. Was there a deer attack? That does happen. The mother deer around here, they would call them does. They like to leave their fawns around the house. They like to leave them around. They're like, hey, stay here. It's safe. These two people have never tried to fucking kill us. And then I walk outside. There it is, just laying there looking at me. Little baby fawn. I'm like, what's good? My mom will be right back. I'm like, okay. Why the hell are you here? I just have to wait while she goes and forages. And I'll be here, and she'll just come spit it in my mouth. So, anywho, like, I'm a baby bird. So, anywho, I you know what I do? I did the ultimate asshole thing. And I emailed the Postal Service on a Sunday, like a dumbass. I emailed them, and I sent a very strongly worded email that said, hello, evidently, on tracking number, whatever it was, some long-ass number, it was, you tried to make an attempt at 4:08 p.m. It said attempt couldn't be made. My Ring camera that is glued to the front of my house, screwed into the brick on the front of my house, did not detect any motion. There was no attempt made. Was there an animal? How? There's no animal at this house. There's no animal in the direct vicinity. How did it get stopped? Did you hit a deer? That's the only way. Did you hit an animal? Did you get eaten by a bear? I said all these things, mainly because I knew I wasn't going to get a response. And then guess what? The product, the stuff was dropped off today. So what was I even mad about? Nothing. I was mad about nothing. And so now somebody at the USPS had to read that email. Some government employee had to read that fucking email and hopefully ruin their Monday. Because I was just being a cunt. Because I didn't get my goddamn tobacco sticks in time. A lot of you people are mad about the tobacco, cigar, vape, weed controversy that I started. I really didn't start a controversy. I was just being honest. Why is it that I can't, that buying premium cigars is looked at this as this weird thing to do when there's a million vape shops in my city? Why is it that I can go buy a gazillion vapes from a gas station that tastes like bubblegum and rainbow and unicorn sweat? But if I go, I like creamy cigars, that's a little suspect. But the whole point is, if I like a good creamy cigar after a long day to relax, you nicotine addicts are walking around sucking through your fist like you're giving away a secret information, like you're in goddamn Men in Black. Grow up. Take the vape out of your mouth. Direct nicotine right to the fucking face. You like, and then the weed people. Dude, you don't get it. It doesn't smell bad. It does. It smells like shit. Weed smells like shit. I'm just going to go out and say it. I don't like the way weed smells. I'd much rather smell a million cigars than weed. But somehow, you potheads are just, you guys are unstoppable. You're an unstoppable beast. And you guys are the most sensitive people in the world. You tell a pothead that he's addicted to weed because he has to go home and smoke after such a long day. Ryan, didn't you just say that about cigars? I'm a hypocrite. Please. As he... OCD has to fix his stupid computer dock holder. Speaking of the government, I got a few things to say to the government out there. Hey, government, I'm not paying back those student loans, okay? You paused them. You're not getting the money back. Let me put it to you this way. If you let somebody borrow money from you, and 3.5 years go by, are you still going to call them and go, hey, you got that money? When you've still been collecting taxes and you still get money other ways, you're like, hey, you got that money that you... No, I'm out. I'm grandfathered out. Sorry. Hey, sorry. That's life. Figure it out. I'm not paying back. Now, I don't have a shit ton, but I'm not paying back. Them's the breaks, man. You should have never paused them. That's all I'm saying. If I let, as the Guardians just hit a home run, it appears, in Pittsburgh. Good stadium in Pittsburgh. Looks awesome. Wish I could have gone to a game. Tried to go in your team shop. Wouldn't let me in. Hey, government. I'm not paying back those student loans. If I let a buddy borrow $20 3.5 years ago, and then we still hung out, and he bought some things here and there, such as taxes and other random fees I have to pay on everything, don't you think you could let this one slide? I'm going to be alive for at least, you know, God willing, a couple years. So you're going to make that money back. It's really not even that much. You guys make that on a new defense contract. Just start another war. Why are you worried about my student loan money? You goofs. I got to keep it real with you. I got to keep it a buck with you. I don't know if you guys have paid attention to this... Adam 22 situation. But I have to be honest. I don't know if you all have paid attention to Adam 22, or if you even care, or if there's even a semblance of you, a resemblance, anybody. If anybody out there even knows what I'm talking about, I mean, Godspeed. Because I really didn't know who Adam 22 was. I knew he hosted some podcast that talked about hip-hop. And the most white guy shit to say is hip-hop, rap, you know, and the like. And he also had a show, evidently, called Plug Talk, where he and his wife, Lana, would interview porn stars and then bang them. So he would basically get a threesome out of the deal, which is cool. But then all of a sudden, his wife wants to, you know, open marriage, bang a porn star. And if you don't know what porn star she chose, she chose Jason Love, and I'll give you a moment to look him up. Jason Love, I became aware of Jason Love, not through internet searches, funny enough. I became aware of Jason Love through TikTok, of all places, which could be an internet search, but he would just come up on my For You page answering questions such as, what's the longest scene you've ever done? And then he would explain it. He would answer questions such as, have you ever, you know, has a girl ever turned it down? Have you ever not been able to finish? So on, so on. Let me go turn this fan off while I finish this. Oh, I can never get it right. You know, if I ever get good at this. And so anyways, if you didn't know, Jason Love is a porn star with, you know, he's got a meat hammer attached to his body. He's got a baby's arm, as the kids would call it. He's got a glizzy. He would refer to his wiener as a glizzy, and it's hilarious. So, Lana wants to bang Jason Love. All good, right? I mean, they make money on it. They make millions of dollars. But I'm not here to talk about Jason Love and Lena banging. Or how much money Adam22 and his wife have made on this. I'm here to talk about the after effects. Such as Jason Love going on and doing basically podcast interviews saying that, you know, her box hadn't been stretched out in a while, so I had to stretch it out. Or I gave her a 5.5 performance. The next time I'll give her an 8 because she could only handle 5.5. My wiener was going numb because I was stretching her out so much. If on the off chance I was 1, married, and 2, had this kind of relationship where my wife would then be doing porn, and some guy was saying that he was stretching out my wife's box because it hadn't been stretched out in a while, I would have to kill myself. That's just the reality. If I had a wife, if I and me and that wife did porn, and then me and then I let that woman choose another man, and then that man went on and did interviews talking about she hadn't had a wiener like this in a while, so I had to stretch her out. That would be it for me. I'd find a really tall building, and I'd make it messy at the bottom, if you know what I mean. So, I feel bad for Adam22, but I also don't feel bad because it almost feels like he enjoys it, which is, I don't kink shame, but you're making it really hard, man. And then just think about, like, I don't know, you guys were in middle school, right? If you're listening to this, you've probably been in middle school. I've been in middle school. Kids are mean, and they have a kid. And the kids will be mean to this kid someday, because there's video of your wife and there's video of some other guy banging your wife. I don't know why, what misogynistic society we live in where a guy could do 1,000,000 threesomes and it not matter until one guy bangs his wife. I don't know why we live in a society like that, but it's just a society we win. You can collect 100 wins, but we're always looking for that first loss. 2007 Patriots. 2016 Golden State Warriors. You can win all the games, but you got to seal the deal. And in this case, sealing the deal is not letting another man bang your wife. I know. It's a cruel world, man. It's a really cruel world, he says, while he pours out another sugar-free Baja Blast into his cup filled with ice. Of the map of Progressive Field, in which some Cleveland sports fans are clinging to the fact that it's still the Jake to me, damn it. You sound like an asshole. It's been Progressive Field longer than it's been, longer than it ever was. Jacobs Field, as the Guardians are up 2-0 on the Pittsburgh Pirates in a bullpen game. It's old fashioned baseball. Let's get our bullpen out there. Let's get a long reliever to get the start. You know. That is old-fashioned baseball. This is the dog days of summer, man. Like, what the hell am I supposed to even talk about? I mean, we're talking about some guy banging somebody's wife. I'm talking about student loan debt. Like, what even else is even out there? Is there anything crazy going on in world news? He's like, aren't there like a bunch of divorces or some shit going on? Let's just read the top. FDA approves RSV injection for infants. I'm sure people are taking that well. News and announcements, Chino Hills. Newsflash, Trumbull, Connecticut. Fox News primetime lineup shows Robert Murdoch can't quit Trump. Okay. A news release, bifacial, pervoskite solar cells, too many big words. I'm going to think you're insulting me. Shout out Kevin Hart. Tampa Bay Buccaneer. Does it think I'm in Florida? Montana State ecologist to examine response of grassland forage to climate variability. Fucking nerd. You know what actually we did this weekend? Oh, we were hanging out with Dana's family, and respectfully, it was a good time. I really had a good time. They always do it up really nice. They make a lot of good food, of course. I mean, they were talking, and you just want to hear the adults give shitty advice. If you want to hear adults give shitty advice, go have them talk to some 14 to 16 year old kid. These are your prime years to get into college. These are your prime years. These are the years colleges look at. You got to get it right. And they're telling this fucking sad little kid. And he's like, I know. No, you don't fucking know. Hey, here's the thing. Go to community college and then go to private school. Fuck these. Like some guy was telling him, these are the grades you need to get when he went to Ohio State University. Hear what I said in that statement? Ohio State University. Pal, you ever heard of Hiram College? That's called Hiram College. Private school. Get with the program, bozo. Going to State University. James A. Garfield. Heard of him? President of the United States. Murdered as well. People don't know that. You want to hear an adult give shitty advice? Because I got an email this week. Oh, we got an email. You got mail. Oh, let me pull it up. First, let me look up James A. Garfield. How long was his presidency? Years in office. James Garfield assassinated. RIP. James A. Garfield has been called one of the lost American presidents. I mean, don't we know where he's at? Who gives a fuck? Oh, Jesus. I'll look it up later and read about it. Like I've been reading about Cuba. I got advice here. I got a question. Ryan, I'm one of your younger listeners. How do you know? 17 years old. Yeah, you probably are. Why are you listening to this? It's explicit. Are you allowed to listen to this? Ryan, I'm one of your younger listeners. I'm taking 17 years old. And I'm taking a girl on a date this weekend. This is dated. Okay, so we still have time. This will come out. He says this coming weekend. Congratulations. What are things I should do and what do you recommend doing on a date? Oh, buddy, I'm the worst to ask. What do I recommend doing on a date? Here, I'll put it to you this way. Two things that are really important. Maybe it'll be more than two, but I love saying two things. Two things. One, you're going to pick her up. Okay? And when you pick her up, doesn't matter what kind of car you drive. Fellas, it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive. As long as that car is in good running shape, and is clean. That's all women really care about. Don't show up at a girl's house with a car full of trash and full of, you know, empty cans, you know, wrappers, just receipts. Don't have that. Clean your car. Make sure the seats, if it's an older car, it can have some stains. She'll know you save money over time. But don't show up there with a dirty car. And you always pick her up. Guy always drives. It's just something that my dad taught me. Whenever I see a woman driving a man around, you know, my traditionalist values come out a bit. You know, I get a little, you know, my misogyny really shines through when I see a woman driving a large SUV, like say a Suburban, and I'm like, who bought that for you? You know what I mean? If I see a blonde-haired woman behind the wheel of a Suburban in the parking lot, I'm like, okay, what's your husband do for a living? Because I'm a misogynist. You know, guys know that about me. And so that's the first thing. Have a clean car and you always pick her up. Second thing, go to a nice place. Now, you don't have to, since you're 17, you don't have to go somewhere super nice. I'm not saying go spend $500 like I had to on Dana's birthday. Okay? Don't do that. go somewhere respectable. Look up in your area, wherever you're from. Look up restaurants. Don't go to a chain either. Try not to. Try not to go to Olive Garden. Try not to go to Texas Roadhouse. Try to stay away from Longhorn. Try to go somewhere. I mean, if it is a chain, try some, like, chain, like, I don't know. How much money do you have? Like, do you want to spend, like, $100? Does that sound like a killer investment to spend $100? I mean, you guys won't be drinking, so, I mean, it could be cheaper. You go to some, like, place that serves, like, maybe $15, $20 a plate type meals. And you go there and get reservations. Do you know how fucking baller it is to walk up and say your name, party at 2, or whatever? You walk up, be like, reservations, and they'll be like, for how many? And you go, 2. And it's you and this girl. Oh, pal. That's the way to do it. It's impressive when you plan shit. And it's impressive when you have a plan as well. Don't just plan shit. Have a plan. Know which way you're going to go to the place. Know how you're going to get there. Know when you're going to show up. Be early. If you're 5 minutes early, you're on time. Anything later is late. So if you say you're going to pick her up at, say, 7, be there at 6:55, 6:50. That would be my advice. So you didn't give me a lot of details here. You said, love the podcast. Thank you so much. Good luck on your date. Maybe you'll get a kiss or two, if you know what I mean. Am I right? And then I have another question here. The classic. Ryan, you were talking in a recent episode. Ryan, love the podcast. You were talking in a recent episode. I always miss the first line. Fucking Gmail. Ryan, you were talking in a recent the podcast that came out on July 4th. Yep. You were talking that you could eat... you were talking about Joey Chestnut. How many hot dogs could you eat in 10 minutes, do you think? I don't... You know, that number would have been higher on July 4th. But now I think it'd be lower. Nathan's hot dog eating contest. Results. Where's the results? Here we go. Results. So, if I'm to believe these are the results, contest results, the men's results were Chestnut 62, and then there's like Zosan 29.5. Like, these guys trained for it, and there's a guy that got 15. First of all, that guy should never compete again. 15? Dude, 10 minutes, I think I'm getting 20. That's 2 a minute. That feels incredibly doable. Now, I wouldn't feel good about it at all. But, like, 20 seems doable. Could I break to 25 and maybe get to 11th place? A top 10 in this scenario is 27.5. That's tough. That seems a little bit more daunting. Like, 3 a minute seems incredible. Where are the women's results? Could I beat the women? Whoa. Hey, let's not take that out of context. Could I beat the women? Hey, look, I love drinking more than the next guy, but I never beat my wife. I flipped the computer back over, and the fucking thing starts blowing up. Where is the woman? Results, hot dogs and bunny was pseudo. Ate 39.5. Lesko finished third, and she ate 24.5. So could I finish third in the women's contest? There was a woman that ate 3.5 hot dogs and buns. If you put me up against the women, I think I'm finishing top 3. Because I would see it within reach. Guys, I'm not even getting close. Just forget about it. But I could probably eat 25. That's a safe number. What is that, 2.5 a minute? That's good math right there, Ryan. That's private school education. All right, well, I think that's the podcast there, folks. Thanks for listening. As always, if you want bad advice, if you want bad advice, email me, ryanwoodspod@gmail.com. And if you enjoyed the show, please please subscribe, rate, review. I just saw some tweets. Are you ready for this? Adam 22 calls out Jason Love, says he's blacklisted from banging his wife and threatens to expose him. Lena responds, "You have to respect my man if you're going to fuck me." And it's literally posted on her Twitter feed. I mean, I think this might be it. I think I've never said that before. I think this is the lamest shit in the world to say, oh, this is the end of society as we know it. But, dude, this one's really putting me over the edge. Why am I worried so much about these people? I'm just, what am I doing? I don't know. Whatever. I'll talk to you guys. All right. I love you guys, man. Thanks for listening so much. Talk to you later. Follow me at the links below. Love you guys. Bye-bye. I'm leaving my way.